Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Crew's all here today. So we saw the announcement, the tweet earlier this morning that intrigued all of us. We were in the text chain, the Midday 180 text chain, discussing this new SI True Crime podcast series, Steve McNair, Fall of a Titan. Tim Rohan of the MMQB is behind it. This is a new 9-part podcast series from Sports Illustrated. And Paul, a lot of Nashville just simply never came to terms with the end of that investigation. And it seems like this will take a deeper dive into that.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to talking with the guy behind this reporting. I've read him for a long time. Very talented reporter. Tim, how you doing? Thanks for carving out some time for us.
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
What everybody in Nashville, or a large percentage of people in Nashville, never found the conclusion of the investigation satisfying, but a lot of the reporting that's followed that up hasn't turned up much that's very convincing either. So I guess I'd like to start with, like, what convinced you that there was enough to bite off and start to get into it?
Yeah, I think the thing that really intrigued me when I first started looking into it was, I mean, just the fact that people still have these questions. And it's not just, you know, like you said, there's people around Nashville have questions, but it's actually, you know, friends and family of Steve McNair and friends and family of Jenny Kazany, the woman, the mistress, who, you know, allegedly murdered him. It was the fact that these questions were still out there, and, you know, not that it was just in the community, because like you said, I mean, there's a lot of people who still, you know, don't accept what happened, but it's, you know, it was a lot of the people closest to Steve, you know, friends and family of his.
Tim, it's a very interesting story to read about, to dive into. You know, Paul mentioned many feel like the conclusion isn't satisfying, but that doesn't mean that the conclusion is wrong. Or will there be certain things answered that we haven't heard before in listening to this podcast series?
Yeah, I think there's going to be new developments that come to light. You know, I don't want to give anything away, but, you know, and, you know, Paul kind of alluded to it too. I mean, there has been, you know, stories done, or there have been people, you know, I mean, the podcast, you know, we talk a lot with, Vincent Hill, the former Nashville cop who has kind of been, investigating the case since it started. You know, and he's been in the news a lot, but, you know, we uncovered some stuff beyond what Vincent Hill has, and, you know, I think it's a really comprehensive and, you know, deep dive into the case. You know, we've interviews with dozens and dozens of people, friends, former teammates, family members, you know, on both sides of the tragedy. You know, we ended up talking to the Nashville police and posed some of the questions to them. And so, you know, I think the listener, especially if you're a Titans fan or someone who followed the case back then, I think there's going to be, you know, some stuff that you haven't heard before, or, so, you know, you may look at things in a new light, you know, by the end of the podcast.
Tim, I think you're going to get a lot of downloads here locally in Nashville. This became a big story today when you tweeted it out. I'm curious, how did you keep it a secret for so long? And a week before it's set to air is the first time that we've heard about it here. We were talking before the show and thinking, we're surprised that everyone that you talked to, that word didn't start to leak out that you guys were working on this.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a sensitive subject, right? I mean, you know, and the stuff that I'm talking to these people about is, you know, I don't think it's, you know, these are things that they're not going around broadcasting to people. And so I think, you know, and I wasn't going around broadcasting what I was doing either. You know, I think it's just easier to do the reporting that way. But, so it wasn't really like a, you know, I don't know if it was like a planned thing to keep it a secret, but, you know, obviously that was the preference, but I'm glad, you know, like I said, I think people in Nashville, I think, you know, Titans fans are, you know, are really going to learn something, you know, listening to the podcast.
So it's a 9-part series. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah. How long is each episode?
So yeah, we're still in the process of putting this thing together, but it's 9-part series. Each episode is going to come out on a Wednesday. So every Wednesday, starting next Wednesday, basically through the end of the year, I think we're going to take a week off for Thanksgiving. And each episode is going to be between 30 and 45 minutes about. We wanted to keep it digestible, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be a pretty deep dive.
Tim Rohan is with us of the MMQB. It's a 9-part podcast called Steve McNair, Fall of a Titan.
Tim, you mentioned it's a sensitive subject. Have you received or started to receive any blowback from the McNair family, any close friends of Steve McNair? Has anyone started to ask you questions about this, or have you been able to kind of keep everything at arm's length for right now?
No, I mean, I've been in contact with the McNair family I've met Steve's mother. I've met his brothers. I've relayed messages to them, through intermediaries. At this point, they haven't, the immediate family hasn't participated. They declined to participate. I think they would prefer, to remember Steve as, their son and their brother that, as they remembered him when he was alive. Obviously it's a sensitive subject. So no one is, there were certain people that declined to participate, but no one is, at least to this point, no one's come out and outright, attacked what I've been doing.
You are a print reporter by trade, so and maybe I've missed you doing some podcasting, but I'm curious about the transition into crafting it as an audio report as opposed to a written report. What are the challenges repertorially there, and how much have you kind of liked doing it in a different form?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, it's the difference is, instead of just sitting down, you and I, and having a conversation, we're sitting down and there's a, an expensive microphone in front of your face, which, doesn't sound like a whole lot, but, you have to worry about sound quality. I was constantly worried about, I couldn't just meet someone at a Starbucks because, there'd be people talking in the background. So, you just start worrying about things like that. But, and then when you come down to writing, thinking about it being a print reporter versus audio writing a podcast, I'm the one writing the scripts, and so it was just interesting, and then I'm the host, reading the scripts and walking the listener through it. So sometimes when you write something down, it may not sound the best when you say it out loud, so it's just a constant back and forth, but the basic storytelling is the same, right? Sure. You're walking the listener through, and it's still the same kind of, tools that you're using. It's just a different format. But, we really thought that the podcast would be a good form for this just because, you really hear the emotion, in people's voices, especially, all these friends and family that, don't believe, what the Nashville police say, happened. I think it's really powerful to actually hear those voices.
Tim Rohan of the Monday Morning Quarterback, MMQB. Hosting a podcast series on Steve McNair's death that starts next Wednesday. 9 episodes on Wednesdays coming up. Tim, we really appreciate you making the time for us, and we hope we might be able to check in with you during this, because we certainly will be among those listening to it as soon as it drops every week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to do that. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Tim Rohan of the MMQB.com.
It's good. We know more about it than we knew.